guys, it's Eric RPG, and this time I've got another review for you, and it's Firewatch. And I played this on Xbox via the Game Pass, and if you're listening to this now, that means it has already left, unfortunately. But it's not a terribly long game, therefore also not terribly expensive. But it is a game where one of those self-described by the gaming community, you honestly should just take it with a grain of salt, because it's not a walking simulator. Because sure, you're doing lots of walking, but you're also doing lots of talking. You're also looking at your map, because it is 1980s, and you don't have modern day equipment like a GPS and a smartphone. Therefore, you have to look at a hand-drawn map and use a compass to determine what direction you're actually going in. And that is honestly probably the real gaming experience of the game. So it's uncharitable to call any game that people would call a walking simulator a walking simulator. But that's like saying... It's like saying the Sonic's a running simulator, because you're running most of the time in a Sonic game, even though that's not true. You're running only probably a third of the time. Beyond that little tiny rant, so you basically, there's some backstory, but because the game's so short, and I don't want to bore you with the details, because I'd rather you experience the game for yourself. You're basically this dude who wanted to get away from this current situation in life and took on a job to explore the outdoors, which he apparently had somewhat of a fondness for. The game doesn't explain this to you, but you get the sense that he does, because you're during the tutorial section of the game, which may or may not actually him just be going to the job, but I also got the impression that maybe he's been here before. But, anyways, you as a park ranger who's part of the Firewatch duty, is on their Firewatch tower with, uses a radio to communicate with another Firewatch, ranger. Basically, you investigate and stop disruptions to the park that could start a fire. So, basically, on your quest to do that, you get involved into this personal story of another character who you may... your characters had believed that they just disappeared one day, didn't know what happened to them, but, that's all I can really say, other than the fact that during the several weeks that your character is there, even though it's only about 10 chapters long, you'll learn more about these characters and what makes them tick and the situation that they find themselves in. And it's just an easy breezy game, and very easy one if you just want achievement hunt, because most of the achievements are related to plot progression, and there's only like 3 or 4 at most, I think, optional achievements that you can go for that you have to go out of your way to get, but they're not too out of the way. And the game does have a free roam segment after you beat the game, so you can just do that stuff later and explore paths that you didn't bother exploring if you just stuck to the path, critical path of the game. But, it is kind of disappointing that the console releases of this game do not have 60 frame rate option, and the frame pacing itself is very inconsistent, but, for a game like this, it's not particularly important. I just wish they had a next-gen update for the game at some point for the consoles. But if you play this on the PC, I'm sure it runs fine. But, depending on your rig. But, I enjoyed what I, like, the, let's see, 4 hours this game takes place through. It's about how long the game is. So I'm going to give this game a 7 out of 10. But that's all I have for you guys today. See you guys later. Bye-bye.